Imagine a world where a shirt goes from dirty to dry in the time it takes to brew a coffee, using nothing more than ambient sunlight and a pocket-sized device. That future is already being engineered. By the end of this lecture, you'll understand the physics, technologies, and design principles that make ultra-fast, universally affordable, and intrinsically safe laundry possible. Having framed the problem, let's explore the scientific principles that dictate how we clean and dry fabrics. For more than two millennia, from the Roman Phoenicia to the 19th century washboard, humanity has leaned on three simple ingredients: water, heat, and time, and each of those has become a bottleneck in the modern world. In the United States alone, a typical household washing machine uses about 400 gallons of water per load, and that adds up to roughly 70 billion gallons a year, a staggering volume that strains municipal supplies in places like California, where droughts have reduced reservoir levels by 50% since 2020. The heating element in dryers consumes an average of 3,000 kilowatt hours per household annually, accounting for nearly 10% of residential electricity use and contributing directly to carbon emissions that climate scientists link to rising global temperatures. Beyond the environmental toll, the cost of running a conventional laundry cycle can be prohibitive in low-income neighborhoods. A single load in a developing country such as Bangladesh might consume a third of a family's monthly electricity budget, effectively limiting access to clean clothing. During emergencies, these constraints become life-or-death issues. After Hurricane Ida in 2021, thousands of displaced families in Louisiana were left without functional washers, and the reliance on water-intensive methods hampered relief efforts. As urban populations swell, projected to reach 68% of the global total by 2050, people are living in smaller apartments with limited space for bulky machines, and commuters demand clothing care that fits into a hectic, on-the-go lifestyle. Meanwhile, remote research stations in Antarctica or isolated villages in the Sahel simply cannot ship large appliances, yet they still need hygienic garments for health and morale. All these factors converge to create a clear and urgent need for laundry solutions that cut down on water/energy use and operate quickly and safely, regardless of where you are or what risks you face. In the next part of our lecture, we'll unpack the physics of how dirt, oils, and microbes cling to fibers, and how innovative technologies can break those bonds in ways that transcend the old three-step recipe. With the core physics in mind, we can now examine how to accelerate each step using cutting-edge mechanical strategies. First, think about water on a fabric as a collection of tiny droplets whose ability to spread depends on surface tension. The higher the tension, the more the water beads up, leaving gaps in the cleaning process. Surfactants, those soap molecules discovered by William Perkin in the 1860s, lower that tension by inserting a hydrophilic head and a hydrophobic tail at the interface, allowing the liquid to wet every fiber and pull dirt into the bulk flow. When you tumble a shirt in a modern washer, the rapid agitation creates a thin film of surfactant-laden water that infiltrates microscopic yarn hydrostases, dramatically increasing the contact area between solvent and soil. Moving to drying, heat removal is governed by three classic modes: convection, where warm air sweeps moisture away; conduction, where heat flows directly through the fabric to evaporate water; and radiation, the invisible exchange of infrared energy that can be amplified by reflective dryer drums. These change dynamics, specifically the latent heat of vaporization, are the real energy sink. So any method that reduces the amount of water needing to evaporate, such as spin drying to extract centrifugal water, cuts drying time dramatically. Beyond heat, engineers have tapped non-thermal forces. Acoustic cavitation creates microscopic bubbles that implode, generating microjets that physically dislodge soils, a principle used in ultrasonic laundry pods since the early 2000s. Plasma excitation, first demonstrated for sterilizing surgical tools in the 1990s, produces reactive radicals that break down organic stains without raising temperature, while microwaves exploit the dipole rotation of water molecules to heat only the liquid phase, leading to rapid, uniform evaporation within seconds. Together, these mechanisms illustrate that cleaning and drying are not just about soap and heat, but about manipulating molecular forces, energy transfer, and even sound and electromagnetic fields to achieve faster, more efficient outcomes. In the next part, we'll translate this physics toolbox into concrete mechanical designs that push the limits of speed and cost while staying safe for any fabric. Mechanical speed isn't the only lever. Non-thermal energy sources can cut both time and resource use dramatically. Building on our discussion of droplet dynamics and friction from the previous sections, engineers have begun to spin laundry at speeds once thought impossible, using rotational vortex chambers that can exceed 10,000 revolutions per minute, and finish a full wash in under 60 seconds. The principle is simple. By injecting water and detergent into a conical chamber that spins like a mini tornado, centrifugal forces fling the liquid through the fabric at velocities that shear away soils faster than any traditional agitator ever could. In 2022, a research team at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology demonstrated a prototype that used a magnetic levitation rotor to achieve these speeds without the wear and tear of conventional bearings, cutting cycle time by more than 80% while using half the water. Parallel to that, high-speed paddle-free agitation leverages pulsating pressure waves, essentially acoustic shock fronts, to vibrate fibers and dislodge particles without any moving parts inside the drum. Think of it like a giant, precisely timed drumbeat that makes the cloth dance. A concept pioneered by the Japanese company Panasonic in their 2020 UltraWave Dryer Washer Combo. Lack of paddles means fewer mechanical failures and a smoother flow of water, which translates into lower energy consumption. Another breakthrough integrates compressive air jets that simultaneously clean and spin dry. Bursts of high-pressure air are introduced through micro-nozzles, creating localized shear that lifts dirt while also accelerating the fabric's rotation for rapid water extraction. The pilot program in Zurich's municipal laundromats showed that coupling these air jets with a modest spin of 2,000 revolutions per minute could reduce drying time by a full 5 minutes per load, a substantial saving at scale. Together, these ultra-fast mechanical tools illustrate how rethinking motion, whether through extreme rotation, pressure wave agitation, or jet-driven drying, can dramatically compress the laundry timeline. As we move beyond sheer speed, let's explore how non-thermal energy sources like microwaves and plasma can further revolutionize cleaning and drying without adding heat. Now that we've surveyed the core technologies, let's consider how to package them, so cost is never a barrier. One of the most promising approaches is to replace heat with high-frequency sound. Ultrasonic cleaners, originally popularized in the 1960s for delicate jewelry, use 2040 kHz vibrations to create microscopic cavitation bubbles that implode against fabric fibers, mechanically dislodging oily soils without ever raising the temperature. Scaling that up, megasonic systems operating at megahertz frequencies, common in semiconductor wafer rinses since the 1990s, generate far smaller bubbles that penetrate deeper into textile weaves, achieving a detergent-free clean in seconds. The same principle can be harnessed in a domestic washer by embedding a thin piezoelectric panel in the drum, turning the entire tub into a resonant chamber that agitates water and fabric simultaneously. If we need to tackle biological contaminants or stubborn pigments, cold plasma offers a complementary route. By applying a low-power radio frequency field to a sealed chamber, we spark a non-thermal plasma that floods the environment with reactive oxygen and nitrogen species. These radicals oxidize chromophores and break down microbial membranes at room temperature, a technique first commercialized in Japanese hospitals in 2008, for wound decontamination, and now being adapted for laundry by companies like PlasmaWash. Because the process requires only a few watts, the energy cost per load can be a fraction of a conventional dryer's consumption. Finally, for rapid drying, we can exploit microwave dielectric heating, which directly agitates water molecules with a 2.45 GHz field rather than heating the surrounding air. This method, borrowed from the food industry's early 1970s microwave ovens, can dry a soaked sweater in under 2 minutes, while leaving the outer fabric cool to the touch. By integrating a waveguide into the dryer cylinder and synchronizing it with the ultrasonic bath, the system simultaneously cleans and evaporates moisture without the inefficiencies of hot air convection. These three non-thermal energy streams, ultrasound, cold plasma, and microwave heating, demonstrate that we can achieve faster, lower-cost laundering while sidestepping the safety and energy penalties of high heat. In the next segment, we'll explore how to combine these technologies into a single, modular unit that can be retrofitted to existing washers and dryers, making high-performance laundry accessible to every household. Affordability must be matched with safety, especially when high-energy processes are involved. To keep costs low without sacrificing performance, we can start with modular open-source hardware kits that draw on off-the-shelf parts like standard brushless motors, Arduino-compatible controllers, and 3D-printed manifolds. The Open Laundry Project of 2022 proved that a $150 kit could spin a 10-kilogram drum at twice the speed of a conventional machine while consuming half the electricity. By designing each subsystem, pump, valve, sensor, as a plug-and-play module, users could replace a faulty component for a few dollars instead of buying a whole new appliance. Energy harvesting options further cut operating expenses. Photovoltaic panels mounted on rooftop laundry rooms can power low-voltage pumps, and clever kinetic recovery rigs capture the rotational energy of the drum during deceleration to recharge a small battery, much like regenerative braking in electric cars. In practice, a community laundry kiosk in Nairobi installed solar-driven pumps in 2021 and reported a 70% reduction in grid electricity use while serving 300 households per month. These kiosks can adopt a pay-per-use model where a simple microcontroller locks cycles and deducts a few cents from a mobile wallet, making the service financially sustainable without requiring subsidies. For urban apartment blocks, a DIY retrofit kit can be installed under existing cabinets, using the building's compressed air lines to drive high-frequency acoustic agitators, turning a shared utility space into a zero-heat wash zone. Scalability also comes from open-source software that lets local engineers customize wash profiles to the fabrics common in their region, creating a virtuous circle of community innovation and cost control. When these cost-agnostic strategies are combined, modular hardware, renewable energy capture, and adaptable business models, we create a laundry ecosystem that anyone can afford to build, operate, and maintain. The next question, however, is how we assure that these high-energy, low-cost systems remain safe for users and the surrounding environment. Safety and cost lay the groundwork for intelligent control, enabling devices to adapt in real time. Building on the modular open-source kits we discussed in the previous section, the next generation of washers and dryers must assume that any fault could arise at any moment, regardless of the energy source being ultrasound, plasma, or traditional heat. To that end, designers are embedding redundant arrays of sensors, temperature probes at the drum, pressure transducers on the vent, and moisture detectors on the lint filter, so that a single point of failure is instantly cross-checked against a backup reading, much like the dual sensor safety systems NASA used on the Mars rovers in 2004. If the primary temperature sensor spikes above the safe threshold, the secondary sensor confirms the reading before the controller throttles power, preventing overheating before the user even notices. Equally important are the materials that surround those sensors. Non-flammable carbon fiber composites replace the old steel drums, while high dielectric ceramic barriers line any high-voltage plasma coils, ensuring that an unexpected arc cannot ignite surrounding components. The housing itself is insulated with aerogel panels, a technology pioneered by the 2017 SpaceX Dragon capsule, which keeps external surfaces cool, even when internal cycles reach 150 degrees Celsius. On the software side, artificial intelligence algorithms continuously analyze sensor streams, looking for patterns that precede a fault, like a gradual rise in pressure combined with a subtle moisture lag. When such a signature is detected, the AI autonomously reduces power to the offending subsystem or aborts the cycle altogether, all without prompting the user. This danger-agnostic approach not only protects the appliance, but also preserves the low-cost ethos by avoiding expensive mechanical interlocks, letting the system self-police with inexpensive microcontrollers and open-source firmware. With safety now engineered to be both ubiquitous and intelligent, we can finally let our high-speed cleaning technologies operate at full throttle, knowing that any danger will be neutralized before it becomes a problem. Up next, we'll see how this robust safety foundation enables truly intelligent control strategies that let the machine learn from each load and continuously optimize performance. Beyond the technology itself, we must evaluate the wider impacts on environment and society, and that begins with the way we control our washing and drying cycles. In the last two sections, we saw how affordable, modular hardware and built-in safety mechanisms give us a solid foundation. Now we layer on intelligence that lets each machine make decisions in real time. Modern machine learning models can analyze the fabric tag, weigh the load with an integrated scale, and even sense the ambient humidity and temperature, then predict the exact water temperature, spin speed, and drying time that will clean the clothes efficiently while minimizing energy use. For example, a model trained on millions of cycles in 2022 discovered that cotton blend shirts dry 12% faster when the spin speed is reduced by 10% in humid summer evenings, saving both electricity and wear on the fibers. Embedded sensors, tiny humidity probes in the drum, vibration accelerometers on the motor housing, and acoustic microphones listening to the water sloshing feed a continuous feedback loop that tells the controller whether the cycle is proceeding as expected or needs adjustment. If the humidity sensor detects that the drum never fully dries, the algorithm automatically extends the drying phase just enough to reach the target, avoiding the wasteful one-size-fits-all cycles of older machines. All of this intelligence is linked to the Internet of Things, so a user can start a cycle from their phone, receive notifications when the load is done, and see analytics that show which fabrics consume the most water or electricity over time. Moreover, predictive maintenance algorithms monitor motor vibrations and acoustic signatures to flag barren wear before it fails, scheduling service appointments automatically and preventing costly breakdowns. By combining data-driven cycle optimization, real-time sensor feedback, and seamless IoT integration, we turn a simple appliance into a self-optimizing system that respects both the consumer's budget and the planet's limits. This intelligent control framework sets the stage for our next discussion: how these advances translate into broader environmental benefits and social implications. These impacts are best illustrated through real-world prototypes and deployments. In 2023, a pilot in rural Gujarat replaced a traditional 200-liter drum with a targeted acoustic cleaning chamber and reported an 85% reduction in water use, simply because the sound waves dislodged dirt from only the fabric surfaces that need it. That same system cut the household's monthly water bill by roughly $12, a tangible saving for families who typically spend a larger share of their income on utilities. Because the cleaning happens at room temperature, the need for a high-temperature dryer disappears. Field tests in a refugee camp in Jordan showed a 70% drop in electricity consumption when the acoustic dryer was paired with a low-grade solar panel. The carbon footprint of each laundry cycle fell from about 1.2 kilograms of CO2, equivalent to just 0.3 kilograms, largely due to the elimination of heat-intensive heating elements. What makes this especially powerful is that the hardware is modular and open source, as we covered in the previous sections, allowing local makers to fabricate parts with 3D printers and off-the-shelf piezoelectric transducers for a total kit cost under $50. In the aftermath of Hurricane Ida in 2021, NGOs deployed portable acoustic washing units to temporary shelters, giving displaced families a way to clean clothes without relying on contaminated water sources or overloaded power grids. The units are lightweight enough to fit in a standard backpack, and because they draw only a few watts, they can run on a small solar panel or even a car battery, extending access to hygiene in places where conventional laundries would be impossible. Depowering low-income neighborhoods with this technology also reduces the health risks associated with using polluted surface water, a problem documented in a 2019 WHO report linking inadequate laundry practices to skin infections. Moreover, when communities take ownership of the cleaning process, they become more resilient to future disruptions, turning a simple laundry habit into a cornerstone of disaster preparedness. All these environmental savings and societal benefits ripple outward, creating a virtuous cycle where lower resource use translates into lower utility costs, which in turn frees up household income for education or nutrition. In the next section, we'll explore how policy frameworks and industry partnerships could accelerate the adoption of these high-speed, cost-agnostic laundering solutions. Having seen what works today, let's peek into the horizon of laundry innovation. One of the most compelling examples is the FlashClean ultrasonic booth, deployed in several refugee camps across Jordan in early 2024. It uses a 30-second ultrasonic pulse powered entirely by a compact solar array, turning a small metal chamber into a whirlwind of microcavitation that strips dirt and microbes without any detergent. The result is a clean garment ready for wear in half a minute, and the solar-only power model eliminates fuel logistics, a major cost and safety factor in emergency settings. Across the commercial sphere, the TurboDry plasma dryer, unveiled by a startup in Berlin in September 2023, heats air to a precise 100 degrees Fahrenheit in just 45 seconds by ionizing nitrogen particles. The plasma environment not only evaporates moisture, but also neutralizes lint particles, eradicating the fire risk that has haunted traditional tumble dryers for decades. Field trials in Zurich hospitals showed a 70% reduction in lint-related maintenance and a 40% cut in energy use compared with conventional heat pump dryers. Meanwhile, the DIY community has been pushing the envelope with an open-source microwave dryer, a project that repurposes reclaimed household microwave ovens and replaces the Magnetron control firmware with a freely available microcontroller script. By modulating the microwave field in short bursts and adding a low-pressure airflow system, hobbyists have achieved drying times under 2 minutes for a typical t-shirt, while keeping interior temperatures below the material's safe limit. What's striking is that this grassroots solution leverages waste electronics, slashing material costs, and demonstrating that high-speed drying can be both affordable and adaptable to local constraints. All three cases illustrate the core principle we discussed in Section 7, that the way we shape wash and dry cycles directly determines environmental impact, energy demand, and safety. As we move forward, the next step is to examine how these prototypes are scaling, the policy frameworks that can support them, and the socioeconomic ripple effects they generate. Finally, we'll wrap up by revisiting the narrative and highlighting the transformative potential of these technologies. Imagine a world where a shirt never needs a drop of water again because its fibers are coated with a nano-engineered hydrophobic layer that actively repels stains and then self-rejuvenates under low-level UV pulses. This is the promise of fully water-free longering that researchers at MIT and the University of Tokyo began unveiling in 2024. Yet speed alone cannot be the sole metric. We must prove that exposing delicate silk or high-tech performance blends to megahertz acoustic fields, where pulse magnetic gradients does not erode their tensile strength. And that's why large-scale wear testing programs are now coupling real-time strain gauges with AI-driven life cycle analytics to map degradation over thousands of rapid cycles. The regulatory landscape is equally critical, because non-thermal high-energy laundry devices operate outside the traditional fire safety and electrical codes that have governed washing machines for a century. In response, the International Electrotechnical Commission launched a new safety certification pathway in early 2025, requiring third-party emission profiling, electromagnetic compatibility testing, and built-in fail-safe algorithms that shut down the chamber if vibration thresholds are exceeded. This confluence of non-thermal energy sources, modular cartridge designs, and embedded smart safety systems is what will finally democratize ultra-fast laundry, making it affordable for a village in rural Gujarat, just as we saw with the acoustic cleaning pilot, and equally accessible in high-rise apartments in New York. When a family can drop a load into a pocket-sized pod and retrieve fresh, dry clothing in under 2 minutes, the ripple effects spread to reduced water scarcity, lower carbon footprints, and even new business models for clothing as a service. As we look ahead, the open challenges, material durability, robust certification, and equitable distribution, become invitations for engineers, policymakers, and citizens alike to co-design the next generation of laundry. Let's take a moment to picture that future, where the chore of washing no longer consumes time or resources, and consider how that freed energy can be redirected toward education, health, or creative pursuits.